Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
The Quilted Bananas program plays every Sunday, 10 to 11am, with news, views and music.
A collective of presenters, advertisers, community events and discusses news of interest to lesbians, queer women and non-binary folk.
We have interviews about past and future sports and cultural events, politics, films, art shows.
The program is sponsored through the generosity of the Rural Foundation.
And it plays every Sunday from 10 to 11am on Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM.
Kia ora koutou. Welcome. We're back with the Raw Fish Show with Stay at Kuda and Lani the Magnificent. And we've got Sammy Sammykins in the house too, in the studio. He just barked at the last lot of people. He just finished their show. It's 10 o'clock on an amazing Wellington, almost out of autumn, almost into winter morning. It's great weather out there, so quite a lot of people at the cafes, the two cafes just outside on Gudsney Street, the studios here. Access Radio Studios. Stay at Kuda, Sabo is getting our stuff together. So she needs a few minutes. Okay. I haven't had a coffee, so forgive me if my pep hasn't kicked in yet. But we've got lots of stuff for you today later on in the show. Got a ton load. I was going to say S-H-I-T. Load of pānui, lots and lots of stuff going on in the city, which is great, especially during winter, you know, besides annual holiday, national holiday, Matariki. I just seen the posters outside while I was waiting for Kuda to finish parking the car, getting to the studios here this morning. There's the Lomas Festival. Is that a light festival? Don't know. It could have, doesn't know, because she's too busy setting up our playlist. I saw there's a rat market, a new flea market, in a couple of days at Cambridge, on Cambridge Terrace at a, I don't know if it's a new bar called Whiskey and Wood. And that looked really interesting because one of the, there's like 30 plus stalls, and one of the stalls is taxidermy. What else did I... we've got... Later, I'm going to be talking about a queer, new queer trans wood workshop starting next month. And that's brought to us by the folks at Bench Space. It's a free introductory workshop. I'll talk more about it later. Super excited about that. Something I was thinking about. I can't remember her name, but there's a trans woman that I follow on Instagram who does lots of DIY woodwork stuff, answers questions, people's questions about any queries they have about fixing things around the house and just woodwork stuff in general. And what I like about that is just because, you know, we've been so socially conditioned, gender constructs have been so socially conditioned that a lot of women, you know, whether you're cis, trans, and non-binary people, it's dictated to us what kind of skills and what knowledge we should be learning from a young age. So, you know, one thing that I thought was silly growing up is not learning these kind of skills. Like, you might do a class in that for a semester or something, but we're not encouraged to learn that, like, not just as a trade, but just how to learn how to fix things, like, and you know, learning how to fix a car. Like, everybody should learn how to fix a car, not just males. Well, I always found it quite silly. And are we ready?
We are ready.
So
I learned how to fix
Spotify. I'm so grateful that more of the stuff is going on where we can empower ourselves, empower our communities, which, you know, the trans woman I follow on Instagram, she's really all about empowering community. And I love it because I wish I had that stuff, you know, even though I'm glad that we've got access to that knowledge now and that people are sharing their knowledge, these special people that have this knowledge. But, yeah, it's just cool, you know, to know that at least there'll be young girls, non-binary and trans women that will be learning this stuff at a young age, you know. So it's going to – it'll eventually – a few generations down, like, it'll look, society will look very different to how I've grown up, really. I'm Gen X, so we're quite hardcore, really. So all the memes and the stuff on TikTok, according to everybody, Gen X are like veterans of all kinds of trauma and don't mess with us, which I find hilarious. We're the ones that played at children's parks, like, miles high, fortresses, no padding on the ground, nothing, you know.
Stayed out all night.
If you break a leg playing at the park, oh well. I remember when four big kids falling from stuff like that, eh? And it'll be all like, oh, you'll be right.
Exactly, eh? There wasn't the soft grass. It was like maybe concrete.
Yeah, it's so weird. But anyway, we've got some amazing music coming. We've got new music from Kylie coming later. But right now we've got music from Miss Milano and Kalise. And but this song we're going to kick off with Diva Mahal, local Wellingtonian chanteuse. She's amazing with a great song, It's Down to You. You're on The Raw Fish Show on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Down to you, I've tried it.
Kia te whakarongo koe ki te Ikumata Show on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, let me fix my skirt. Let me get this work, let me make it hurt. Let me get out the cab, let me get there last. Let me go home first. Baby, it's no shade, but when you're top grade, sometimes you can't sit for dessert. Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, let me fix my skirt. Let me get this work, let me make it hurt. Let me get out the cab, let me get there last. Let me go home first. Baby, it's no shape when you're top grade. Sometimes you can't sit for dessert. Flavor fresh, you can see I'm paid to death. Men hanging off my neck, cash a check. I mean all disrespect, but next to these bitches I'm best. I am the blueprint, bitch, I'm the test. What's next? Don't give these bitches no rest. Came out pumping up to something. I am sickening, so disgusting, so disgusting.
I'm so what?
I'm so pussycat, I'm so cunt. Bitch, this attitude ain't no front. I write my own songs, I do my own stunts. I hide my own thongs so they sit French cut. Ride him like a bike and make him my slut. Turn into a dyke when the sun comes up. And that's just my life, you can't get enough. Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, let me fix my skirt. Let me get this work, let me make it hurt. Let me get out the cab, let me get there last. Let me go home first. Baby, it's no shape, but when you're top grade, sometimes you can't stay for dessert. Miss not misty, fresh and minty. My name ring bells in my city. Tall and pretty, you can't miss me. Let's get to the nitty gritty. I don't take shade for trees with no fruit. I got the cup if you got the juice. You try me tough luck, let's keep it a buck. You might wanna, don't ever touch, please move. I need room, trust when I say get out my green room. No shade, bitch, don't even see you. Walk right past you like a see-through. If you don't know about me, you need to. Please, boo, don't be late, keep it cute. Have you on your knees by the time I leave. Please believe I kill shit, I make them grieve. Gotta feed my hunger, gotta quench my thirst. Let me adjust my bra, and let me fix my skirt. Gotta feed my hunger,
Title for Lover. Welcome back to the Royal Fish Show, and that was Mr. Milano with Shade. That's a pretty cool track. And before that was Khalees and Feed Them, and we started out with local diva, Diva Mahal. It's down to you. So I haven't seen you for a while. What have you been up to since then?
Not since the last show.
Yeah, which was last month.
Yeah.
How have you been? What have you been up to? Anything new?
Oh, I actually work as usual, but it's been a bit of a change because we've got a new system coming.
Okay.
So we spent two weeks training, case management systems.
Okay.
And I just find, it just takes me a bit longer to learn new things. So I just have to put the extra time in. But I looked after a friend's cat for the weekend.
Oh, what's the cat's name?
A couple of weekends' name. What, Georgie. She's a gorgeous, gorgeous little cat.
At their house, obviously.
At their house.
Fangface wouldn't like that, would he?
Oh, Fangface doesn't like people, let alone other cats. So, she was lovely, and she brought me a big rat, which was like...
Whoa.
Just on my last night.
She must really like you.
Well, that's what they say. Cats
presents.
Like her. But I know we started to play this game where I tied a little toy rat that she's got onto a string and was playing with that. So she brought me one in. And after I got off the couch, because I jumped on the couch, it was so freaking big.
How big was it?
It was like...
a meter?
It was like that big.
Whoa,
that's like
actually
huge.
I know, folks, you can't see this, but that...
That's what, yeah.
Well, yeah, I know rats can grow to the size of like a small dog.
Yeah. It was about,
capybaras are bloody... They're rodents, really,
exactly.
Aren't they?
Yeah.
And people think they're cute. I think some people have them as pets.
Yeah.
And then, but over there, I think they eat them too, barbecued.
But you're talking about Australia.
South America.
Oh, okay then. Yeah, exactly. Well,
I'd like to try them.
Exactly. Well, like possums. I don't know, have you ever had possum?
No, I've heard if you cook it properly, it's delicious.
Yeah.
Possum pie?
Yeah.
What's it like?
I don't know. My nieces would go out hunting possums, with their dad and stuff.
Oh, see,
and
I didn't have that kind of upbringing. Urban airs.
Oh, yeah, they had a really good upbringing with their dad and
They killed their own food.
Oh, yeah, they'd go hunting.
Oh, they tuhoi or
something.
Where's Rātoki again?
Yeah, Rātoki, yeah, tuhoi. He just taught them everything to know about the
travel
bush.
By horse.
Exactly, travel by horse.
So they're self-sufficient. So if anything happened, they could look after themselves.
Absolutely. So this could do, eh?
This is my point about... this is a great segue into... So my friend Luca Larkin is running a queer trans wood workshop.
Yeah,
for Bench Space on Saturday, June the 10th at 9 a.m. at 21 Brooklyn Road, Mount Cook. So it's a free introductory workshop, and it's a brand new community woodwork space. So one, you can, if you have a project that you need some guidance on, advice, not quite confident or not quite sure if you're doing the right thing, by all means, take the project and you'll be... I think Luca's not the only, there'll be a few people where you can talk to and they can help you through that. You've got a space there, a safe space to work on your project, and you've got people supporting you. If you just want to go and check it out, go check it out, ask questions. But I think it's long overdue,
about
absolutely. The stuff, just simple stuff that I wish I knew how to do.
Yeah.
Because we did manual at school. I don't know what it would have been called at... during your day.
Oh, it was like woodwork or
we did woodwork.
Home economic stuff.
Yeah, and cooking and sewing.
Yeah, and it was very gender specific. Like the chaps went into the woodwork and the girls went into
the
sewing and stuff. Yeah.
But yeah, I was talking about that earlier while you're getting our songs together, we live in this society where gender is constructed. So, yeah, real specific. Only boys should learn, woodwork or mechanics. And I know that's slowly turning around, but, having stuff like this is great because to me it's about empowerment. And we should, this is stuff everybody should know.
Yeah, absolutely. I know when I was growing up, Dad taught us about, if you've got a car, how to change a tire, how to change the
that
water.
That stuff, yeah.
And stuff like
spark
that.
Spark plugs. Everybody should know it.
Yeah, save your money.
Of course.
And good skill to have,
Great skill. But, owning a car, if the tyre, that you should know. It's like if you have a bike, you should really know how to change, fix the tube and that. I know that some people, regardless, some guys probably don't even like cars and that. There's that too. If I was a guy and I was forced to do... and I didn't like it, I'd be pretty unhappy. But
yeah.
But it's all that, the gender stuff aside, it's things like reading and writing. To me, we should know, everyone should know these things, don't you? Do you agree?
I do agree. I mean, like, I'm pretty good at things, at taking things apart. Like, I had to take the sink apart because it was blocked.
Is that just because of the way your brain works, or were you raised like that to have a go at it?
I think I was raised to have a go.
You were given the confidence to be able to tutu with it, eh?
You know, there's, like, you know, things you think you can do. And I did do it, but then I thought, oh, damn, I'm washer didn't work properly, so I had to go and get some other stuff. Anyway, I like to have a go at stuff, but it's
yeah. Well, even what is a washer? Yeah. Like, there we might have listeners. What is a washer cutter that don't even know what that is? Mm. Is that the bit?
It's a screw bit. I don't know how to explain it other with but those. You know,
that, is it in between the things so you can tighten whatever? Like, if you're screwing putting something back together, right?
Just like so.
I'm really excited about this for people. The Queer Trans Wood Workshop, Bench Space is running it. Luca Larkin is facilitating that Saturday, June the 10th, 9 a.m.
How many spaces?
At 21 Brooklyn Road, Mount Cook. Free introductory workshop. Now, I think you'll need to go on Facebook at the event page and throw your questions up there for Luca. I was hoping Luca was able to come today to talk about it a bit, but I don't know. Apparently, they've got a community space at the bottom of Brooklyn Road, so maybe we're. Isn't that where, what are this group of flats? There might be a community space in there.
Okay, then, I'm not quite sure.
If I remember correctly. But we're going to have a break, play a tune. But I'm so excited. Not yet, man. Calm your undies down. Calm the farm, stay at Kuda. Don't sabo me. So this is a new song from Kylie. She's got a new album coming out tonight. And I saw the video the other day. It's fantastic. It reminds me of the Can't Get You Out of My Head era. It was filmed in LA. And she debuted it recently on American Idol, which just finished recently. And was it a young Hawaiian man was the winner?
Ian Tongi. He's 18. And he's got a beautiful voice.
Even you know. He's like the new Israel.
So it
was funny because I skimmed a few clips and all I saw was him singing The Judges Crying. So
he sang that song with James Blunt, Monsters, you know, for his like first song, and everyone was crying.
Well, there you go. So I'm more interested in the new Kylie song called Padum Padum. You're on The Raw Fish Show with Stay at Kuda and Lani the Magnificent on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
You look like fun to me. You look a little like somebody I know, and I can tell you how this ends. I'll be in your head all week.
I know you wanna take me home, but I'm and get-
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Ikamata Show on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Comment is that girl, like...
You're talking shit for the hell of it. Addicted to betrayal, but you're relevant. You're terrified to look down. Cause if you dare, you see the glare of everyone you burn just to get there. It's coming back around. And I keep my side of the street clean. You wouldn't know what I mean. Cause karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a goddamn acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that.
Karma is your text about a bounce. Karma is a fire in your house. And she bout to pop up unannounced. And she never leaving you alone. Watch her put your ops on a throne. Got you waving pretty white flags. Feeling for that cash. Thinking it'll save ya. Now you switching up your behavior. It's okay, baby. You ain't gotta worry. Karma never gets lazy. So I keep my head up, my bread up. I won't let up. Never. Promise that you'll never endeavor with none lesser. Ever, ever. I be dragging that wagon. Karma is a beauty. Winning that pageant.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. Karma's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. Karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a goddamn acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that.
Thunder rattling your ground. Karma's on your scent like a bounty hunter. And karma's gonna track you down.
Step by step from town to town.
Sweet like justice.
Karma, karma is the queen.
Karma takes all my friends to the summit.
Facts.
Karma is the guy on the screen.
Coming straight home to me.
Karma is my boyfriend.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a god. Karma is the breeze in my hair on the weekend. You and the yes, but for you it's not. Sweet like honey, karma is a cat purring in my lap cause it loves me. Flexing like a goddamn acrobat. Me and karma vibe like that.
Karma is my boyfriend. Karma is a guy. Karma is my best friend. Karma's a relaxed.
Kia ora koutou, Tyler for Lover. You're on the Access Radio with the Raw Fish Show, 106.1 FM, and that was Taylor Swift's new song featuring Ice Spice, Karma. Before that, we had Kylie's new song and upcoming new album tonight. Her new song, Padam Padam, Ear Candy, Earworm. Great tracks, so poppy, love it. I love pop bangers. What was it? So this time round, we're going to be talking about the Kiamo Festival that is unique to Te Whanganui Ātara, Aotearoa. It's our annual contemporary Indigenous art festival, and this is the seventh running, year running. The founders, Hone Kauka and Miria George. Have you been to anything? Did you go last year?
I didn't go last year, but I have been to previous years.
Yeah, what do you think? Like, they showcase mana whenua, tangata whenua, tangata moana, global Indigenous artists.
Yeah, know. It's always good to, you know, to get a fresh look at what's happening, eh?
Yeah, especially with our peeps, eh? And, but also peeps, Indigenous artists from around the world. Hone's basically vision goal was to establish Te Whanganui Ātara as the global centre for contemporary Indigenous arts. I think that's an awesome vision to have, and I think it's very achievable. Aotearoa globally is, look, you know, by other indigenous people, nations around the world, we're up there, you know, we're a beacon of light. It sounds cheesy, but it's true. Have been for quite a while. So that makes me really proud because, you know, I was born and raised here in the on Samoan. But I've got a few recommendations. So the festival kicks off next month, 2nd of June, and it goes on for about 3-4 weeks.
That's, yeah, great, yeah.
There's a couple of shows that are highlighted, but so much happening, music, performing arts, you name it. They've got it.
So you just got to go to the Kiomo website and see when and where.
Yeah, yeah, like, and have a look. They've got information on the shows and, you know, see if you like it. And then you just book from there, pretty easy peasy. What I'm very lucky because I've already got a ticket to go to. One that stuck out for me was Olepepelo Lingaoi Malepala Ai, which I can translate from Samoan to English to the liar, the thief, and the coward. And that is a new work by local theatre artists, writers, actor and actress, couple Natano Kini and Sarita. And I think they're from the Hutt/Stokes Valley. But this looks amazing. It's going to be at Circuit Theatre from the 14th to the 17th of June. The times on Wednesday and Thursday are 6:30 and Friday and Saturday it's 8 o'clock. There's two of my favourite actors from Aotearoa in it, Jake Arona, who's part of Pacific Underground crew. But he's also part of another crew, which I'm sorry, should have done more research. And also, oh, Taofi's in it, and I have to say, oh, Taofi Moses, sorry, I can't even remember who said it. I think she's one of the best actresses in our country, so that gives you an indication of the strength of this work with the people who are working on it. GOMS Collective are doing the set design, so I'm looking forward to seeing that as well. Really looking forward to it. And the other one that I recommend is Kōpū, and it's a show featuring young wahine Māori doing live music, performance, poetry and poi. And just from the images and what I read on the website, it sounds like pretty sassy. I'm actually going to give that ticket away because I think somebody around, you know, who a younger generation would really appreciate the show, be inspired. And it's great. StatCut is looking at the website going
It looks
through.
Great. Kōpū looks great. It's got a great visual for it, eh? Like you say, sassy.
Yeah, it seems like good energy. One thing I'd like to highlight is that the Wellington Ballroom kids did a show several months ago, Arawhata, which was at Downstage Theatre, or was it the Hannah Playhouse now? And it was, you know, they won a lot of awards for the Fringe Festival, and they're bringing that back for Kiamo, and I highly recommend people to go and see that. You know, such a bunch of talented young Māori, Pacific, Asian kids in the voguing scene here in the capital. I'm not sure how long the show is, but you can find out more info of when that will be going and whereabouts. It'll be screening. They will be performing it. I'm not sure if they'll be performing it again at Hannah Playhouse. As I said, you know,
website's got all that info. Yeah, the website's it's a great looking website and visuals that are attached.
Website's got all that info. You know, I just remembered, what are you doing, later tonight, I'm going to see Joe Coy. Have you heard of him?
You mean the real Joe Coy, comedian Joe Coy?
Yeah, see, even StatCut has heard of him.
Oh, yeah, I watch him all the time. Where are you going to see him at?
At Michael Fowler Centre. Last time I saw him,
I got
to see him for free at the Opera House, and I had no idea a couple of years ago. My good friend Tyler, shout out Tyler, he got me a ticket, and I was like, whoa, it's full of Filipinos, like the whole Filipino
exactly.
community.
He's just a funny,
was in
so
there.
Funny.
And I was like, who is this guy?
Exactly.
And oh my God, I was pissing myself laughing for the next hour or two. He was great. And you could tell he didn't want to get off the stage. He was having the time of his life. But one part of his... So, you know, I love when he talks about his mummy.
I know, his mum. She's
Joseph,
so patient.
Joseph. Like, like, there's this one where he goes, yeah, my mum invented the flex. And it just, you know, his stories about how gangster his mum is.
Absolutely.
Reminds me of, like, oh, yeah.
And she's only a tiny woman.
Yeah, when you see her. they did you see one where she go, they go, oh, what do you think of this stories that he tells about you? And she's like, oh, not true. Like, but. I was scared.
The Filipino flex is like the Pacific gentle.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, don't mess. But, you know, like she would threaten, like, you know how he moved. That was, so I shouted my brother, and because my brother didn't realise I had gone, that he had even been in the country. Like, a lot of people didn't even realise that
he
was
here. I haven't seen any sort of
No, I
about
think
it.
The promotions really stink, to be honest. This guy is huge now, you know.
Absolutely.
And Netflix shows now. He's in movies.
I love him.
Everyone loves him, man. He's just... And I saw him last night. He's been in Australia doing, you know, because he's been doing a world tour. Yeah. He was sticking the Aboriginal flag on his Gucci suitcase. And I flicked that to my brother. But I'm looking forward to that. That's 8 o'clock tonight. I got a cheap ticket, which was $80.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
So... Because the $124 tickets had sold out. So.
I might see if there's a ticket. I might go.
Yeah. Grab a ticket if you want. So we're going to have another short break here. And I'm going to talk more about this. But this is from the upcoming new movie coming soon, Barbie. This track is from Dua Lipa and it's Dance the Night Away. You're on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
You won't see it on my face. Watch me dance.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Ika Mata Show on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Or did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Or did you notice me? Nobody will know the paranoia. Cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never face. And if you don't know me well, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave. Cause you see people don't really know you. They don't really know you.
Whakarango koe ki te Ika Mata Show on Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Can't just let your guard down and fall for someone anymore. That's what stupid girls do. Yeah, I've been a stupid girl. 4 days away, in his arms I invest. He won't take my heart, but he'll take off my dress. Excuses rehearsed, I am blue, I am red. Fuck looking for love. I'ma stay doing what us bitches do best.
Flip a switch on a brick and I come alive in the night time. In a club sipping in the sea, I'm telling I'm dead if you're calling me. Flip a switch on a brick and I a fairy sound bitch. See you cross that line. Black heels, black shades, got my energy. Telling I'm dead if you're calling me. You're very silly man, block, new chat. New addy in the sack, new dicks on tap. Got best case, worst case, plan of attack. Got bitches if they see you in the street, you're getting slapped. Don't threaten me or talk to me ever like that. I got brothers in the ends, I'll pull up right now. You don't even wanna see the way I pull up right now. And my little black dress and my neck bust down. Now I flip a switch on a prick and I come alive in the night time. In a club sipping Hennessy, I'm telling I'm dead if you're calling me. Flip a switch on a prick and I fairy sound bitch, see you cross that line. Black heels, black shades, got my energy. Telling I'm dead if you're calling me.
Break hearts, all black protect watch. Swerving through London, we got stars in the race cars. Diamonds look like Cape Cod. We attach the switch if they come and try to take us. We got pretty bitch energy, that's why they hate us. Guns up for the real ones, let that shit bust. Tell them they're dead if they calling, I can pick up. 30 in the Birkin, it's a stick up. Clock to the tip, he wanna cuff it. It's a US team, better hope it come fit. COI, he say
Coil array, you lit. We in VIP. Taking shots with my bitch. We gon'
flip a switch on a brick tonight. Come alive in the nighttime. And the club sipping Hennessy. Tell him I'm dead if you're calling me. Flip a switch on a brick tonight. Fairy sound, bitch. She's what's that line? Black heels, black shades, and my energy. Tell him I'm dead if you're calling me. One bitch like me, I just had to flip the switch on you. Flip the switch on a brick and I come alive in the night time. In the club sipping Hennessy. Tell him I'm dead if he calling me. Flip a switch on a brick and I fairy sound bitch, he crossed that line. Black heels, black shades, got my energy. Tell him I'm dead if he calling me.
Kia ora koutou, tā alofa lover. Welcome back to the Raw Fish Show on Access Radio 106.1 FM, 106.1 FM. With Stay at Kura and Lani the Magnificent, and that was an awesome track by, who was that, Kura?
Ray, it was Ray.
Ray with an E featuring Coil Array, Flip the Switch, awesome track. Before that, we had La Bianca, eh? People?
La Bianca, yeah.
La Bianca, that's it, La Bianca. Amazing. Check out the video, check her out. She's one to watch, People. Quite unique. We're trying to figure out where she's from. Maybe we'll talk about that next time.
I think one of the things Bunga. That I like, you know, I like why I like doing the show with you is, like, the music you play is so eclectic and new. I'm always, like, learning new music.
That's because I'm the best.
You're simply the best.
That's
aren't
why
you?
I'm the most I'm magnificent.
That's
actually.
Why you're learning the Maleficent.
Yeah.
Hey, Sammy's. Hey, Sammy.
Yeah, so.
Best Auntie Sammy. Sammy Sammykins.
Like, that trio of songs was actually kicked off with Dua Lipa, Dance the Night Away, which is another segue into what I'm going to chat about for the next few minutes. The upcoming Barbie movie.
Mm.
Yeah. Some people have mixed feelings about that. I saw the trailer. I mean, because I'm going to be honest, super honest, I couldn't stand Barbie growing up. I just didn't see the relevance. Obvious things, I don't need to go into it. But when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, I want to watch this movie.
Is it real Barbie people or Barbie?
Yeah, it's actual real life. Like, Ryan Gosling plays one of the Kens.
Yeah.
But the main Ken and Margot Robbie, the Australian actress, amazing actress, is playing the lead Barbie.
Yeah, she's pretty cool.
Because there's heaps. Yeah, she's with those
she's
two
an
in
action
it.
Figure.
They're both intelligent, you know, thespians. So you know that it's going to be more than what it is. And that I think also because a lot of people that I've spoken to, women, have gone, Greta Gerwig directed it. And I'm like, who the hell's Greta Gerwig? So I did a little bit of homework. So she's very multi-talented. She not only directs, she's a screenwriter, is an actress, and has actually been in a few things I've watched. And her partner's Noah Baumbach. I don't think I'm pronouncing that correctly, who also makes films, quite interesting films, and sometimes they work together. So what I saw the two things she's directed in the past is Lady Bird. Now, that's a movie that came out a little while ago with Saoirse Ronan in it. And I don't know if people know this Irish actress. She was the lead in The Lovely Bones that Peter Jackson directed. So she's another actress that I quite admire. And I really, what I remember of Lady Bird, I liked it. And then I think the last thing she directed was, you know, like the 15th version of Little Women. I can't remember who wrote the book. Do you remember who wrote the book? So, you know, real Women Love Little Women. So she directed the 15-minute version. I haven't seen it, but I heard it's good. So she's directing Barbie, so you will know that there will be a very feminist perspective, gender. But I think also she will have to handle it. Obviously has handled it because doing it on behalf of the company Mattel.
Yeah, so it's not real, like, is it adult Barbie or?
This is not for kids.
Yeah. Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. In a, I can't tell. Yeah, I've got, maybe the next show I'll be able to tell. I've got secrets. Okay. So we're quickly, we just had a legend pass away very recently. And Tina Turner. I grew up with Tina, you know, and I remember her from the, you know, 70s. I'm half a dinosaur, whereas Statcut is full dinosaur.
Oh, look, I'm a triple dinosaur. I'm proud of it.
You know? And I'm only halfway. But I remember, see, because everyone probably remembers her, you know, we're talking about Simply the Best is one of her iconic songs. And personally, it's not one of my favourites. I'm not saying it's good. But what I remember of her is growing up in the 70s in these amazing costumes, like cut up. Like I used to go, these are like glamorous rags almost, but I don't mean that in a bad way. It was just that they were so short, like different shapes. It was outrageous. The singing, the dancing, she was just like fireworks.
When you watch the videos, you know, of her, they're very good videos, and you see all that glamour and, you know, with all her dancers wearing the same as her. But also when she's doing a duo, you just see the affection between, you know, her and the other
person. Oh, yeah,
she
was loved. I know she's been sick for a while. I'm actually, for me, I'm happy she gets to rest now because she worked so hard for most of her life and she deserves to rest. And, you know, we've got the music. So we're going to be signing out. So we're going to play a tune by Tina. But that's, you got any last words to say, Statcutta, before we sign up from the show? Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and listening. Sammy,
enjoy
thanks
your
you.
Week and enjoy Kiamo.
Yeah. Make sure you go check out Kiamo next month in June. It kicks off in June. Winter is creeping in. You're on Access Radio. 106.1 FM.
Every
The Quilt of Bananas program plays every Sunday, 10 to 11am, with news, views and music.
A collective of presenters, advertisers, community events and discusses news of interest to lesbians, queer women and non-binary folk.
We have interviews about past and future sports and cultural events, politics, films, art shows.
The program is sponsored through the generosity of the Rural Foundation.
And it plays every Sunday from 10 to 11am on Wellington Access Radio, 106.1 FM.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks New Zealand On Air for funding accessmedia.nz.